Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jampro to partner with local companies to export processed food items to the United Kingdom. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
The JIS Heritage Poster Competition is here again, and the prizes this year are bigger than ever. Are you in high school? Then this competition is for you. Submit an 11 by 17 inch graphic poster using images from the Jamaica Information Service website or an illustrated poster in keeping with the theme, Jamaica's Music, the stage for growth and development. Entries open September 3. Deadline for entries is October 28. For more information, visit jis.gov.jm.
Jamaica Promotions Corporation, Jampro, is to partner with local manufacturing and food processing companies to produce food items for hotels, the National School Feeding Program, and for export to the United Kingdom. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Olly Shaw says the initiative is geared towards ensuring longer shelf lives for local crops to facilitate export. Among the food items to be considered for the project are gluten-free breadfruit and cassava flour, sweet potato granola mix, and a canned pumpkin puree.
1,000 acres of land has already been requested of the ministry through the sugar company holding for the express production of this. These products will contain no artificial preservatives and will utilize 100% Jamaican-grown crops.
In the meantime, the government is to roll out an initiative to increase crop production for the National School Feeding Program.
If the school feeding program were to enter into contracts with specific farmers, these farmers would welcome this and we would increase agricultural production, employment and farm income in rural areas. But it cannot be left as a voluntary exercise. This is something that obviously will have to be driven by the government. And we want to give this Honourable House the assurance that we have every intention to do so.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Olly Shaw. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, we are inviting you to record your favorite proverbs and Jamaican sayings with the translation and meaning and send them to the Jamaica Information Service to be featured in our Jamaican saying segment. Send them to 876-488-5246 along with your name and where you are from. And tune in this Thursday, October 11 at 2:30 p.m. on the JIS Facebook page for our interview discussion program, Studio 58A. Our guest will be Head of the Public Safety and Traffic Enforcement Branch, PSTEP, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, who will be discussing the activities of the branch to date. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Us not too good for carrying on grass. Translation: a horse is never too good to carry its own grass. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
St. Catherine residents and persons living and working in nearby communities, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving land, motor vehicle, other assets, and children under 18 years old? Come talk to the Administrator General's Department on Saturday, October 20 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Megamart in Portmore. Come talk with persons from RGD, NHD, PICA, Accountant General's Department, and Legal Aid Council. That's the Administrator General's Department. Securing your legacy.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, no one is too good to perform acts that may be regarded as lowly if it is ultimately to his or her own benefit. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.